Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is HG Sarah in Eden with your 11 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, despite experiencing a surge in polling support, One Nation has decided not to contest the upcoming Queensland by-election in the seat of Stafford. The party, usually well known for their outspoken views, have cited strategic reasons for its withdrawal, aiming to focus resources elsewhere, and expressed confidence in its national standing. One Nation has become a more popular choice for political affiliation as of late due to the noted rise of racism and protecting national sovereignty, which has affected the polling landscape as a whole. And in other local news, the ongoing search for a cruise ship passenger off the Queensland coast has been suspended after 4 days of finding nothing. The search for the man in his 70s, having started on the 18th of April, has been officially called off after the man's family was informed of the situation after he went missing from Moreton Island, with CCTV confirming he had jumped from the cruise ship on Saturday night. This comes after a 67-year-old woman from Tasmania died earlier on the same day while snorkeling with the same cruise ship. The two incidents were not believed to be linked.
In national news, a prisoner advocacy service is calling for improved medical resourcing in South Australian prisons after the government was forced to apologise over a lack of around-the-clock monitoring in Adelaide's women's prison. South Australia remains the only Australian state without 24-hour staffed health facilities for incarcerated women. Prisoner advocacy service volunteer Joyce van der Smeen stated that, quote, "Nurses, social workers, psychologists and medical professionals are woefully underprovided in prisons," explaining that more state funding for medical services is necessary.
In other national news, Meta, TikTok, Snapchat and Google are once again under investigation by Australian authorities over concerns related to social media regulation and potential threats to national security, as two-thirds of under 16 still have access to social media platforms despite the new ban being in place for months. Officials are examining the platform's data practices and compliance measures, insisting that these companies can and must apply Australia's law to their applications, despite social media tech bosses claiming that stopping under-16s from using social media is not actually possible in the current digital climate. They also warn that most under-16s will and have found ways to bypass the systems put in place, leading to new calls for the law to be scrapped or amended in Parliament.
Now in international news. Ukraine has made a proposition to rename a territory in Donald Trump's honour. The Donbass region, which Russia has been raging and raining war upon since 2014, has been suggested by officials to be reinstated as Donnyland in an effort to gain increased support from the US. The tactic to garner American support reflects a trend and a startling reality we live, in which governments and world leaders appeal to the vanity of Trump. Ukraine follows Poland, who in 2018, when seeking a US military base, pitched Fort Trump, and then last year, following a peace pledge, Armenia and Azerbaijan called the resulting US-backed transport link the Trump route for international peace and prosperity. Furthermore, negotiators have suggested the idea of Trump's Board of Peace to play a role in administrating the region, as Russia has not agreed to an acceptable arrangement with Ukraine. Donnyland remains a talking point among US negotiations. If agreed upon, the area would be an autonomous economic zone, referred to as the Monaco model, not being fully controlled by either side. A Ukrainian government official used ChatGPT to create a flag to represent the proposed territory, along with its own anthem. Even if the idea spurred from informal talks, it has remained a sticking point in negotiations. Last week, the president told reporters, "Ukraine is moving along. I wish they could get along. We'll see what happens. There's things happening there." In his presidential run, of course, Trump famously made headlines claiming he would end the war within 24 hours. There have since been a year's worth of negotiations ultimately leading nowhere. Ukraine insists that they will not give up and that they will keep defending the area. Now for your weather today. Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index currently sits at 4.9 and is predicted to reach 6.3, which is in the high bands. And that's all your news for 11 a.m. We will be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.